Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tes Shin, which is the top line of page 222. Siman Tes Shin is Tiltul Ayedei Davar Acher in Mutter B'Shabbos, moving Mukta through another item if that is permissible on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Notel Adam es Bino, a person can carry his son, V'ha'evin Biyado, while his son has a stone in his hand, V'lo Choshev Mitalta La'evin, it's not considered like the father is holding the stone and carrying the stone, v'hu sheyesh lo gaguim alav. But it's only if the son has gaguim for his father. What is gaguim? Pirish sheyesh lo itzavon kesheino im aviv. If the child is going to be sad if he's not with his father, so then the father can carry the child while the child is carrying the evan, and that's going to be okay. Sheim lo yitlenu yechala. It has to be in such a case that the father will not be carrying the child will get sick. So then it's permissible to carry the child while he's holding the evan. But if the father does not feel that his son has gaguim towards him and he's going to be sad if he doesn't carry him, so then the father would not be allowed to be carrying the child holding the evan. And even when the child does have the gaguim to his father, it's only permissible for the father to hold the child when the child is holding an evan. But if the child is holding money, even to be holding the child's hand, and the child is walking on his own holding his father's hands, that itself is going to be usur. The concern is maybe the money will fall out of the hand of the child, and the father is going to come to carry it. So the whole heter we're discussing over here is if the child is only holding an evan, then the father can carry the child who's holding the evan if he has gaguin. But if the child is holding a dinner, he's holding money, so then not only is carrying the child who's carrying the money forbidden, but even walking along with the child who is holding the coin, and you're holding his hand, that's going to be us, or we're worried he might drop the coin, and you're going to come to pick it up, and you're going to move the mukta. V'yesh omrim shelo osru elo kishuhu no se hatinok im dinar biyado. Some say that even if the child is holding money, it's only usur to carry the child while he's carrying the money, but to be holding the child's hand, even though in the other hand the child is carrying money, this shita holds that will not be a problem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, so the child is holding an evan in his hands. The discussion over here in the Mechaber is talking about a case where they're walking in the chatzer. The only iser that we're addressing over here is moving mukta. Therefore, in the case where there's gaguim of the child, Chazal never asered mukta mishum tzara de tino kidlakamon, because of the tzara of the child. Aval birshus harabim vaday aser mishum iser hotzah. But to talk about carrying the child when the child is carrying a stone in birshus harabim, so that already would be addressing the iser daraisa of hotzah, and that would be forbidden. Then when you're holding the child, that's skill, you're holding the stone in your hand. So even though we learned previously, when you're holding a child that's able to walk on his own, that we would say, so it wouldn't be an iser daraisa on the carrying of the child, but when the child is carrying the stone, which is not bottle to the child, it's skill, you're carrying the stone, and that would be a chiyuv chatos. And therefore the Mishabura tells us a very important point, this whole heter, that when there's gaguim of the child, that the father can carry the child with the stone, that's only in a chatzer where we're addressing the iser of mukta. But if it would be in a Rosh Hasharabim, it would absolutely be forbidden, because that would be addressing the Isser Daraisa of Hotza'ah. Says the Mishabur of Aitis of Katan Beis, the child has gaguim alav, ulakach lo asru total shelo biyadayim v'mekom sakonas holi. Therefore, in this case, where you're moving mukta but not biyadayim, because you're only carrying the child who's carrying the stone, so you're not moving the mukta biyadayim. So in this case, where it's a chshash of a sakonah, the child becoming a, so then we were lax and lenient in the case of moving the mukta without your hands. V'im tomer, and if you're going to say, so yashluch ha'evin miyado, why don't you just have him throw the stone out of his hand? K'mo shekosav siv gimel, like we'll see shortly in siv gimel, the tzarech l'nar ha'evin miyacha kola, that when you have a stone in a basket, as we'll see shortly, you have to shake out the stone from the basket before you carry the basket. So here also, you should knock out the stone from the hand of the child before you carry the child. Yeshlomer sheyitzak ha'tinok v'yivke. You have to to say the case is that if you know, if you do that, the child is going to start crying, and therefore that's not a possibility. And if the stone falls out of the hands of the child, you're not allowed to pick up the stone and give it back to the child. The zeu tiltul biyadayim, that would be moving muktzah with your bare hands. Elo yorid atinok mi'al kasefo, rather what you should do is lower the child from your shoulders, v'yagbiya hatinok esa even, and let the child pick up the stone by himself, v'yasur v'yitlenu, and then you'll pick up the child, so you have to make sure that you're not at any point moving the even with your hands. So the child drops the even, you put the child down, he picks up the even, and then you pick up the child again. Again, all assuming that the child is going to have gaguim for the father, he's going to get sick if you don't carry him. Sivkotan gimel avom ein. But if there would be no gaguim, so then it's absolutely forbidden for the father to hold the child when the child is holding the even, even in the chatzar where the only issue is muktzah. Demashe mitalto lahatinok im hamuktzah, because that which the father is carrying the child with the muktzah, have keilu hu atzmo mitalto lahamuktzah va'aser. It's keilu the father himself is moving the muktzah, and that's going to be aser. Now there's an interesting note over here, and that is note number 3. Why don't we say this is considered tiltul menatzad? You're carrying the child and he's carrying the stone. So why do we say that it's going to be usher? So since this is a normal way of tiltul muktzah, the ein bekach shinui, it's not in any way a shinui. This is not considered like a case of tiltul menatzad where there is somewhat of a shinui. Because Lamaisa, when it comes to Israel Tzah, it's Ki'ilu, your mamish carrying the stone. And therefore, over here, we would not have the heter of Tiltul Meratzad. That is the pshat that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says. V'achazanish kosov, she'achein nechshev hadover ke'tiltul meratzad. Chazanish argues and says this actually is a case of Tiltul Meratzad when you're carrying the child who is carrying the stone. Elo she'kevan she'ma'unin she'tehei ha'evin bi'aratino k'dei she'yishtashe'abo. But because you have an interest in the child having the stone, so he should be relaxed and playing with the stone. This would be considered, says the Chazanish, a case of tiltul menatzad l'tzar dover ha'aser. We're only matter tiltul menatzad l'tzar dover ha'muter. We are not matter tiltul menatzad l'tzar dover ha'aser. And this is l'tzar dover ha'aser because you want the child to have the stone, and that's why Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this will be aser. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet. The Mechaber then told us this whole heter that we have when there's gagum of the child is when he's holding a stone. But if he would be holding money, not only can you not carry him when he's holding the money, you can't even hold his hand when he's holding the money, because the chash is he might drop the money and the father will come pick it up and carry it. It will turn out that he's moving the muktzah with his hands. And that they would never matter, even in a case where it's a possibility of a choli of the child, since it's not a pikuach nefesh, they were never matter in this case. Now there's an interesting point at the end of note number 4, the third to last line, a ha'ara from Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. From that which the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, shomuter letaltel shivrei zuchuchis v'koitz kedei lenoa hezek. If a glass broke or there were thorns that could possibly be dangerous, you're allowed to move them biyadayim to prevent damage. So frek l'shomu zamen orbach madua lo hutru l'taltel avur tinok dover muktzah mikshasha miyechla. So here, if there's a concern the child might get sick, why don't we say that chazal matir moving the muktzah biyadayim? If there's glass on the floor, you're allowed to move the glass with your hand so no one gets damaged. So here, if there's gagum of the child and there's a chash of the child being a choli, so why can't you pick up the money with your own hands and say that that was permitted in this case? That is the ha'ara of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Hey, the second shita we brought down, and we said that when it talks about money, it's also only a problem if you're carrying the child. It's only mutter when you're carrying the child who's carrying the money, but you would not be allowed. The second shita holds that it's only going to be usher if you're carrying the child while he's carrying the money. But to be walk holding the child's hand, but if he's holding the money while you're holding his hand, that's not going to be a problem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Heirat Zalomer, Da'oz Yuchlu Litos Velomar, because that's where there would be a concern that one might say, the same way that they allowed you to carry the child when the money was in his hands, even though you're also, Derech Agav, carrying the dinar as well. So they'll shall say, Kach muter lisa es adina atzmo biyodo, you're also allowed to carry the money with your yad. Achash shanofel, after it falls down, velitno viyadatinuk, and give it to the child. And therefore, the second shita said, the only problem with the money is when you're carrying the child while he's carrying the money. That's where we have the chshash, because lemaisa, you're causing the carrying of the money. And therefore, maybe if the money falls, you can pick it up as well. But if you're just walking, holding the hand of the child who's holding the money in his other hand, this shita holds, that would not be a problem. Says the Mechaber Vaitasid Beis. Kalkola shahoisa nekuva. You have a basket that had a hole in it. Ustama be'evin. And you plugged up the hole with a stone. So mutter letaltala, you are allowed to move this basket. Shareinasa kedofna. Since the hole was plugged up with the stone, so the stone becomes part of the dofin of the basket and it's mutter. Vichain delas, so to a pumpkin. Shatolen be'evin. That we hang in it a stone. Kedei lahachbida. In order to make the pumpkin heavier, lomalos to use it to draw water from the well. Imu kosher yafa, if it is tied to the delas well, she'eno nofa, that it's not going to fall, mutter lamalos, but you're allowed to use this delas as a pitcher, even though it has the stone in it. Shu kemo hadelas atzmo shu batel agabo. The stone is considered like the pumpkin itself, and it's considered batel to the pumpkin. V'im lav aser, but if it's not tied well, so then it will be aser to move the basket, or move the pumpkin. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, Nase Kedafna, when you plugged up the hole in the basket with the stone, it's mutter, it's considered part of the wall of the basket. Umayri shehitka yofe lahakalkola. We're talking about a case where it's closed up very tight and very well to the basket. O shekosha, or it's tied there, and that's why it's mutter. But if it's not in well, then we would not consider the stone as part of the dofen, and that would be a problem. So to a case of a pumpkin, we're talking about a dried out pumpkin, and it is hollow, that we fill it with water, we draw water with it, only because it is light, and it's going to float on top of the water, we hang in a stone in order to make it heavy. So we said if it's tied on well, also that would be considered batel to the pumpkin, and that will be permissible. But we said at the end of Sif Beis in the Mechaber, v'im lav aser, if not, it's going to be aser. Shehadalas atzma mukza, because the pumpkin itself will be mukza. Shenasis basis ledaver haaser, since the stone is in the delas and it's not tied well, then the stone is mukza, so the delas will be a basis ledaver haaser, and therefore you would not be able to move the delas. Let's see a couple of interesting notes over here. Number one, note number five. Ukeshiyicher asa'evin l'shamish as hadalas la'olam. If you had designated this stone to be servicing the delas forever, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shemoel hadover levati min hashem mukta, that would help, that it would take it out from the shem mukta. Af im ha'evin enok shur ledelas. That's like all the cases we discussed previously. If you don't designated something for permanent use, so then it takes it out from mukta. So that would be an additional heter in this case if the stone was designated for long-term use with the delas. One other point in note number six. We said in the Mishabura, if it's not tied well, and again, it wasn't designated for all-time use, so then since the stone is muksa, we said that the last will be a busis. Note number six, he asked about Kasha, Omnam le'elul kamon, earlier and later we have learned, Shedin basis lo nemer elo kasher mishamish dover aheter ledover amukza. A basis is normally you put money down on a chair. So the chair, the dover aheter, is servicing the mukza, so then it becomes a basis. V'lokesh mishamish dover hamukza is dover aheter, but not when the mukza item is servicing the heter item. And over here, it's the mukza item, which is the stone, that is servicing the delas, it's helping the delas be heavier and to be able to be used to draw water. So why on earth is this being called a basis of davar aser? This is not the classic case of a basis. Normally the basis, the davar heter, is servicing the davar iser. Here the davar iser is servicing the davar heter. We will see an answer to this question that is discussed later on in the notes on Siv Katan Yud Gimel, but for now, it's a very strong kasha. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Kalkola Meleya Peros Ve'evan Besocha. You have a basket that's filled with fruit and there's a stone in the basket as well. So then it then depends. Im heim peros retubim kigon te'enim va'anovim, if they are fruit that are moist, they're wet fruit, like figs or grapes, yitol osa kemoshi, then you can carry the basket as is. Shem yinair haperus mitocha yipastu. Because if you're going to shake out the fruit from the basket, since they're moist fruit, they're going to get ruined. Aval im heim peros she'enam nifsadim, but if they're fruit that are dry, they're not going to get ruined if you shake them out. So yinarim, so then you should dump out everything from the basket to get rid of the stone. V'yinar gam ha'evani mohem, and you should pour out the stone together with the fruit. V'lo yitlena imohem, and therefore you shouldn't carry the stone together with the fruit. So again, the Mechaber says, depends on the nature of the fruit. You have a basket of fruit, and there's a stone in the basket with the fruit. So if the fruit will not get ruined, so then you have to pour it all out, get rid of the stone, and then you can put the fruit back in the basket, and you can carry it. But if the fruit are going to get ruined, so then you have a heter to carry the basket as is. V'hani milik yishenu tzarech ele laperos olech al kola. This whole discussion is only if you need the fruit or the basket. Avlim hoya tzarech l'mekomach al kola, but if you need the place where the basket is, metaltla kamoshi, then that is grounds for carrying the basket as is with the stone in it, because if you're going to pour it out and get rid of the stone, and the place that it's located is what you need, so the stone might go into the place that you need, it's not going to benefit you in that case. Since it's tzarech makomo, you would be allowed to carry the basket as is with the fruit and the stone inside together. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, kemo shehi. Again, if the fruit are going to get ruined, if you pour them out, you're allowed to carry the basket as is with the fruit and the stone. Af sheyesh even besocha, even though there is a stone inside the basket. The reason why it's okay is the nasis hachakola basis leisrael heter. Since there's fruit there and there's a stone there, the basket has become a basis ledaver haaser and ledaver hamutter. Via heter choshev yoser, and the heter is more choshev than the iser ubatel haisrael gaba. And we say the iser is batel to the heter, and therefore it's considered really a basis ledaver hamutter. And the fact that the stone is there is not a problem. Vehave kiilu eno basis rak leheter. It's as if it's a basis only for the heter. The afagav de memelu metaltel gam ha'evin. So even though it's true, maybe midin basis it should be okay, but lemaisa, when you carry the basket, you're carrying the stone in the basket. So why isn't that a problem? Shari letaltel achal kola ulhagia lemokom sheyirtze. You're allowed to carry the basket as is to go to the place that you want. The ein tzarech lelake daperos mitoch asal biyodo. You don't have to start gathering out the fruits from the basket in your hands. Pen yiplu laaretz, because the concern is the fruit might fall to the ground and get ruined. But if the fruit were in a smaller basket inside the larger basket, then yitlem biyodo mitochak hakola, then you should in fact take out the fruit in the small basket from the bigger basket, because there's no chash of the fruit getting ruined, and then you should not carry the basket together with the stone in it. Sivkotan yud aval imheim. But we said if the fruit that are inside this basket are not going to get ruined, then you should pour everything out. Kevin sheyuchal be'ezah eitzel l'sakin shelo yitatel heaven. Since you have an eitz over here of how to carry the basket without carrying the stone, you have to do it. Lo hakilu bazeh. Say we're not lenient in this case. Afshu basis l'ister l'heter. Even though, like we said before, the basket l'maisa is a basis of davar ha'aser and a davar ha'muter, but they were not lenient in this case because you have an eitzah. V'chenim yochol l'nar ha'even levad mitochach hakolo ulash. And so too, if you're able to shake out just the stone from the basket and to get rid of it, you also will be required to do that instead of just carrying the basket as is. Kemavur l'kamon b'simin shin yud sivches b'hagot. Sivkotan yud aleph, so yinair v'yinair. So we said again, if the fruit are not going to get ruined and you have fruit in a basket with a stone in, pour everything out. That way the stone goes away and now you can put the fruit back in the basket and carry the basket with the fruit without the stone. Says the Mishabur Ratzalomar, after you pour everything out, v'yachakach yasur v'yanichem l'tochach chakola. Then you can go back and fill up the fruit back in the basket. Imrotze l'hagiyam l'ashulchan, if you want to bring it back to the table. But when you do pour out the basket to get rid of the stone and the fruit falls out also, make sure the fruit don't spread about too much. If it gets too spread out, then it's us to gather them. And to put it back in the basket, because gathering things when they're spread out, that would be considered a weekday activity. That would not be allowed on Shabbos, so be careful when you're pouring it out that the fruit does not spread around too much. V'kamuvur l'kamon b'sov simen shin lamed hey. Like we'll see later at the end of simen shin lamed hey. Sivkaton yud beis. This is going on the last point of the Mishnah Berurah that said, but if you don't need the basket or the fruit, but you need the place, so then you're not going to need to pour it out, because then the stone will go in the place that you need. That would be grounds to carry the basket as is with the fruit and the stone inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, da'azi yevshel l'nayir, because in this case, when you need the place, you can't just pour everything out. D'shem yipol ha'evin l'mokum shetzarech elav, because then the stone might fall in the place that you need. L'kach yochol litlenu kimo shehi im ha'evin. That way, in this case, you are allowed to carry the basket as is with the stone inside. U'letaltala ad mokum sheyirtza, and carry it to the place that you want it. V'yinayir osa sham, and you can pour it out over there. O'yanichenu kimo shehi, or put it down as is. But you would not be required, even if the fruit would not get ruined, and really, like we said before, you should pour everything out to get rid of the stone, that you shouldn't carry the basket when the muktzah is inside. But if you need the place where the basket is, and by pouring it out, the stone might go in that place, so that's grounds. The Chazal said you can move the basket as is to another place, pour it out over there, or just put it down over there in a different place, and that will be okay. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.